Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
This episode is sponsored by R.W. Knudsen Organic Just Tart Cherry Juice, a welcome addition to anyone's sleep routine. Pace Case, if you know me, and you do, you know that I'm working all hours of the day, all hours of the night. So the sleep that I do get has to be very good sleep, and I'm always looking for ways to up my sleep routine. Sometimes I'll read a book to go to sleep. Sometimes.
The Bachelor?
That book keeps me very awake. It's very engaging. That never puts me to sleep. I will sometimes just put down my cell phone after a long day of looking at a screen. It's nice to get some time away from the screen. I also will incorporate some R.W. Knudsen Organic Just Tart Cherry Juice. It truly makes you go to sleep a little easier. It's the thing you need to help you drift off into the dreamland.
As more and more people are looking to prioritize sleep, Organic Just Tart Cherry is having a moment thanks to Tart Cherry's potential sleep-related benefits and potential to aid in muscle recovery when you get those gains like clues. We're seeing this in the viral Sleepy Girl Mocktail trend on social media. R.W. Knudsen has a whole lineup of natural juices with zero added sugar, so you can feel good about adding them to your wellness routine. It's all about celebrating those daily wins. Organic Just Tart Cherry Juice is made from tart cherries, which may help you get a better night's sleep because they have natural melatonin.
R.W. Knudsen crushes only 100% real ingredients, so you can crush everything you do. Pick up a bottle at your local grocery store today.
This is Grafting with Grace Ann, the only place to get coverage of the best and worst plays from the most recent episode of Love Island. I'm your host, Grace Ann Parks.
This is Grafting. I'm your host, Grace Ann, and today for the finale of Love Island Season 5 USA is Pace Case. Pace Case is with me to break it all down.
Hello. I'm so excited. I feel like I've just been waiting for this podcast.
I think I told everybody in the last episode, I was like, Lizzie is the only person that I personally know who is also watching Love Island USA.
Great. You got the only other person who's watching to podcast with you.
the only other person who has watched bits is Clues, but that's been by force, not by anything
by
else.
Bits, I thought you meant Unseen Bits, and I was like, I started watching Unseen Bits a little bit this season.
So did I. Okay, and that comes in later.
It's a scream. A Love Island USA scream. I've never watched it before. And let me tell you, they've used everything they can. They're not leaving anything on the cutting room floor. Unseen Bits is horrible.
Trash. The only thing I will say is Unseen Bits provided us in the... I watched the last Unseen Bits of this USA season.
Oh, I didn't watch that.
They did provide us with a little clue, and that is when Kenzo does the whole thing where he's like, no, we're not going to go to the hideaway because I want to respect Carmen's dad. By the way, he didn't even say her mom. Love that.
Kenzo's an incel.
Yeah, for sure,
no, I'm
dude.
I'm just kidding. We're getting into it. Yeah, that is a complete joke. I don't know that to be true, but his reaction to the heart rate challenge was gross.
It was gross. It was possessive. But I will say I was very impressed with how Carmen handled it. Mm-hmm. I feel like she can hold her own.
She's one of my favorite players this season.
Agreed. I really, really like her. No, but the thing about Kenzo is he was like, yeah, I'm going to respect Carmen's dad. We see in Unseen Bits, Carmen and Kenzo having sex. So
what?
Where'd that respect go?
In the room? In the group room?
Yep. In the day. Yes. In the room. In the middle of the day.
Huh. He's like, I'm going to just slyly bang his daughter.
In the middle of the day, too. Like,
I did. Okay. This is my favorite thing to come from the season. And anyone who's not watching it, who's listening to this, you should be watching. I mean, don't listen to this podcast. It'll spoil you. But it's one of the best Love Island seasons I've seen in so long. The Casa Amor was so good.
I get a lot of people who come just from watching the UK series. Mm-hmm. It is an adjustment when you start watching the USA one. Like, because it is different.
In what ways?
It's not as like fully formed yet. It doesn't have the popularity that it does in the UK. Yeah. I know a lot of people may be kind of like, I don't know. Like Lizzie said, the Casa Amor this season was better than any Casa Amor we've seen from any of the franchises, UK, Australia, in a long ass time.
Yes. Like,
yeah,
I've seen it all. And there probably were some like really good Casa Amors in the distant past, but the ones I can remember most recently have not been good. It's all the like D squad that they bring in, so there's never any like, oh, are they gonna twist? And I do want, like, this season was so good, I do want people to twist more. Like, maybe Casa Amor just needs to be moved up, but I want people to permanently twist, and that doesn't really happen. The only Casa person left is Bergie's lady, right?
Taylor.
What a player, by the way.
She deserves more Instagram followers. She's not in our top gains today, but I'm hoping she gets up there. Because also, she's doing some good social media content now that she's out of the villa. I'm impressed.
Good for her. When she came out in her, like, finals dress, I was like, oh my god. She looked stunning.
Dude, Bergie's response was, let's go. This is not a time to do a Clayton Eckerd. What... That was your response, not like, hey, you look drop-dead gorgeous.
Bergie. Like, I would say Bergie is in a similar category to Kenzo in the way that they think of women.
Today, we are breaking down episodes 34, 35, and 37. And, you know, I'm just going to do a pretty short recap of episodes 34 and 35. There wasn't much that happened, but there were little unseen bits or seen bits. But yeah, I did the top of episode 34. All I did was write out a few questions for you to get your opinion on some things.
I'm ready.
What did you think of Scott's return? Scott, UK Scott.
He should have had a return like Adam. Remember?
I agree. Yes.
Like,
oh, that was so good.
Unfortunately, I think maybe it was the timing or he was so late that he couldn't really crack in. And
I know.
I felt kind of sad. The thing that stands out most to me is how much his brother looks like him.
Oh my gosh, I know. And how his mom, one of the islanders during the family messages was like, that's your sister, right? Referring to his mom. He's like, that's my mom. And
no one
they
understood
were like,
what his whole family were.
I know.
Just, he's like, your and dad was, is hot. He's like, that's my brother.
I was like, okay.
What a character, by the way, Destiny was. Great, great villain.
And guess what? She's a Missouri girl. We love Missouri girls over here.
I should have recognized you two have so many similarities.
I know, we're exactly alike.
You're both so fiery. Every person she was with was scared of her, and I was also scared of her.
Remember when Bergie in the heart rate challenge was like, I think everybody's heart rates were up not out of sexual attraction, but out of fear.
I think that, look, that's one way to win. You gotta win however you can.
Bring out a knife. Bring out, like, I think Clue said to bring out a gun or something and threaten them all.
A knife is hilarious.
Or what am I going to do?
Yeah, the nipple clamps. Yeah, just something.
Yes.
Something surprising.
I will say, though, when they promote Scott's return, I freaked out. I was like, this is such a good move. Mm-hmm. I was like, Love Island USA is, I wrote on the post of that, I was like, I see you, Love Island USA. I see you trying.
Oh, yeah.
Like, and I'm appreciative.
They're trying so hard. Like, bringing on the UK players, and like, he was not the main one, but he was a big character. It elevates Love Island USA to be like, oh, yeah, the UK players would come here.
And I think Love Island Games, I don't know if you saw the preview for that.
I did. Well, I was pissed at first because I was like, what? It's just going to be the famous people competing against each other. And then they're like, no, but there is romance in it. So it's all those single people.
I counted off completely too. I was literally like, oh, is it just going to be like the dumb challenges? And then that preview was like, no, they're going to try and find romance. I was like, yes. I'm so excited.
I was like, fuck, okay, fine. I'm watching it.
Yeah, I know. Fine. And that's November 1st. I will most likely be recapping that.
Oh, yes.
Last question before we get into it. Do you also agree that if Johnny and Cassie would have coupled up when they were able to, that they could have won the whole damn thing?
Cassie choosing to get back with Leo instead of Johnny was my error of the game. Absolutely, they could have won the whole thing. I wonder if Cassie regrets that in retrospect. I mean, look, she and Leo still got second place, but there's no way the Love Island producers are going to let Leo win.
It was also huge because this was the first bi connection that we've seen since season two of the UK season.
Oh my God. Like, I remember that, and it kind of just like fizzled out as well. God, I didn't know that was season two.
I know.
Shit.
And this is the first one for Love Island USA ever.
I mean, I love that they're doing this. I think that if they could incorporate that more into the game, guess what? Everyone's bi now. Guess what?
Yes.
We want to see it. That was like one of the most exciting things to happen all season. It was in all the promos.
Yes.
Cassie. Oh my God. Cassie was literally made for reality TV. She's such a good player. She was the colorful narrator of the whole season. She bounced from people when she needed to. I mean, they weren't going to get her off anyway. Can I tell you my saddest moment, though? I think you'll know.
Oh, yes, yes.
KK leaving.
Oh, my
I mean,
gosh.
That was my other error. I don't think
it was sad for me, too. Like, it was just like, when KK first came in, I immediately liked her.
Yes.
I was just like, she's my favorite.
Yeah, she's a professional.
She made a TikTok recently where she put like words over her that said, when Love Island starts saying soul ties is crazy when you're not there anymore. Like, she was joking. And she's like, should I make merch? And all the comments under it that got like thousands of likes were like, what's really crazy is you going back with Keenan, not soul ties. And I was like, oh.
Yeah. It just, they did everything they could to break that couple up, and
I know
she wasn't taking it, and it was unfortunate.
Okay, so I will make a comment on, in episode 34, we do open with Taylor and Bergie cuddling, and I just gotta say, it is interesting to see this dynamic now, because in my opinion, I do feel like Bergie with Taylor now is different than he was with women in general in the beginning. Just the way that he's like holding her is like actually like it, I don't know how to, it's mature.
Confident.
It's like, confident. That's what it is. And I did see this on the Love Island Reddit and I kind of agree with it, but a lot of people were saying Taylor kind of went in and quote unquote fixed Bergie, or like kind of taught him a lot of the things that he is now confidently doing. And they're just worried that he doesn't now like her as much as she likes him. And now the next girl he dates will reap all the benefits of the work that she's putting in. Do you agree with that?
I think the next girl will have plenty of work to do her own.
You know what? You're right.
It
was was just the way they were cuddling there. I was like, wait, when did Bergy know how to like hold a woman like that? That
I think he
that's
gained
different.
Confidence from just like the group and like being voted in. I mean, just still being in there
right.
for so long. But her targeting him and Casa was just like, that's who everyone should have been fighting after, obviously. Like, and there were some good Casa girls who I was just like, damn.
I know that, again, the Casa girls and Casa boys this season were, that's how it should be every season. Yeah. Don't get any
All
duds in there.
Bring in Love Island UK people.
Yes.
I mean, they are at a disadvantage. Like, Scott was at a disadvantage because it's like you're automatically going to do long distance, like a crazy distance.
But he did say to Johnny at the end of episode 35, he goes, I didn't expect to find love, blah, 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 but I'm going to do everything I can to make this work.
Time will tell.
So maybe... My creature of the week was the wasp that got close to Kyle in the morning on episode 34. And he was like, oh, no, I'm allergic to wasps. So I just had to put that out there. It was actually very pretty.
That's also my creature.
Oh, let's go. Let's double creature.
Exotic yellow wasp. Very yellow.
And then we get Scott confronting Bergy and Taylor about their vote. And I was just like, okay, this is so Scott, UK so Scott, because like he... It's so confrontational. Bergy looks terrified
with people's
of
thoughts
this
of him and how he looks. And,
yeah. Always. And again, in an ITM, he tries to play it down. He's like, listen, my biggest gripe is that I just don't get it when people don't have a good explanation for why they vote for you. I'm like, really? Is that it? Is that it?
I
don't know.
I feel like the best defense for that is just like, we had to pick someone. They're all strong couples. Like...
Exactly. And Taylor and Bergy go into this like winding story about like Johnny having to pick someone at the last minute. And even Johnny in ITM is like, yeah, no, I don't really like their explanation. It just felt like more of a slap in the face. And I agree. If they just would have said what you said, they wouldn't have even had this fake conflict. But we get the calls home. And basically there were two...
Were well, these okay? They were not interacting with the videos, right? It was just a pre-recorded message.
Right. It was a pre-recorded message.
Because they kind of ask, like, they kind of act like they're interacting with it. Boring.
Boring. The only thing I was impressed with, although, okay, first of all, Bergy's dad called the hideaway cringe. I mean, hey, man, that don't. Why don't even say that
slander in the messages? And I was like, how dare you insult our beloved game? No one on Love Island UK would ever do that.
That was my thought exactly. No one, no parent would come in and be like, by the way, the hideaway was cringe. First of all, don't come after
the hideaway is elevated.
Yes.
Otherwise you're having sex in front of other people.
Louder for the people in the back.
Who are in the room.
Exactly. And that's what Kenzo did. But we'll get to that. Okay. So his dad calls the hideaway cringe. And then we get Grandpa Bergy. First of all, he says he's shocked at Bergy using foul language. By the way, that's the most grandpa thing I've ever heard. And kissing girls.
Yeah.
I'm like, did he know what show his grandson was going on? Probably not, but still. And then he says he has reservations about him and Taylor because he hasn't seen spontaneous chemistry and it feels forced to him. Here's the deal. He starts his message off by saying, I'm shocked, Bergy, that you're kissing girls. And then he's talking about spontaneous chemistry. Which one is it, Grandpa Bergy? Pick a lane.
Yeah. Are you not horny enough or are you too horny? What is the what is the real reaction? Look, Bergy's grandpa, he stood out, but this is not the time in the game to throw a wrench in your grandson's play.
No! And, you know, I would even say Kyle's mom and sister, when they said they weren't big fans of Destiny, Destiny took that pretty well, considering Destiny.
She did.
Yeah. And, like, but the way that Bergy's grandpa, it was just, and also coming from his grandpa was just so random. But, yeah, this isn't the time... Just say that they're the best. If my parents did that on any reality show, again, I would do what you and Chad say to do. If, like, have, like, a signal. where, like, if I get to a hometown or something like this, I'll blink 8 times or something. And then they know I actually like them.
Absolutely. Do you want it to be blown up or not? And at this point, you don't want to blow it up. You should know the schedule. You should know that they're not allowed to recouple. And Grandpa Bergie, like, get your head in the game.
Yes. Get your head in the game.
You should be using references. You should soul ties is crazy. You get a little cheap laugh with that. You say, we're going to bring you to the fucking lake house. We're going to
invite
you as our own. You fucking produce tears. That's what you do.
Or, and also even throw in Bergie there, be Senior. Like, yeah, Bergie Senior. And also maybe throw in a fuck Carmen. No, I'm just kidding. But that would be funny if they were just like something fuck like
Carmen.
That.
Carmen would have been great. Oh, God. Good idea, Grayson.
Thank you.
You would be a great grandpa.
Oh, that's literally been my dream since I was little, is to be a great grandpa, and now I've achieved it metaphorically. Is that the word?
Sure
Politically, physiologically, I'm a grandpa.
All of the above.
Episode 35, the hideaway is open and everybody's like, Carmen and Kenzo. And then Kenzo's like, I don't want to do it. I want to respect Carmen's dad, so somebody else. First of all, does the mom just patriarchy. Not exist? Yeah, no. Oh, patriarchy for sure, but just not even mentioning her mom? Her mom was there. I just don't want to disrespect the dad.
Disgusting.
And also,
I mean, it's an interesting play, but the reasoning is disgusting.
It's
turn down a hideaway. I'm sorry. You say, yeah, we'll do it, but we're going to keep it PG for Carmen's parents.
Just like with the freaking heart rate challenge, you do it. And again, Carmen didn't do anything disrespectful. That was another thing. But Kenzo not doing it and just being a little crybaby about it and just doing Carmen, that was just like, bro, you're on a reality TV show.
Disrespectful of the game.
Yes. It was so dumb. And also the fact that we see them having sex in unseen bits. Like, which one is it, Kenzo?
God, I gotta watch this now.
Yeah, the last unseen bits will have that. And you're gonna be like, wow.
I found myself just watching unseen bits because I had caught up.
Me too.
And it just started playing. And I was just like, oh. And it was like Hannah and Marco, like, her popping his zits, and I was like,
oh, yeah.
What am I watching? How did this make it? They don't have anything else?
Support for today's episode comes from OneSkin. If you have sensitive skin, you're going to want to hear about OneSkin's scientifically proven topical supplements. This is face, eye, body, shield, and it can all be used with any of their other products, which are free from over 1,500 chemicals, and preservatives that can make skin red, irritated, or itchy. Their products are safe for sensitive skin. It's just one of the reasons they've earned the Skin Safe seal of approval.
You got to keep that skin glowing if you want to be keeping up the level of face play that I've got going on. And OneSkin was founded by an all-woman team of scientists. Their products are backed by extensive lab and clinical data to validate their efficacy and safety on all skin types. Their topical supplements are the easiest way to keep your skin healthy and hydrated without the harsh ingredients or irritation found in other skincare products often. OneSkin is the world's first skin longevity company. By focusing on the cellular aspects of aging, OneSkin keeps your skin looking and acting younger for longer. Get started today with 15% off using code ROSES at oneskin.co. That's 15% off oneskin.co. with code ROSES. After you purchase, they'll ask you where you heard about them. Please support Gore and tell them that we sent you. Clues. Underwear drawers, they're not organized. They're like the Wild West, the final frontier of wardrobes. Mm. And there's no rhyme or reason to them. You got ones that are super old, different brands, etc. You don't know what to expect. But now I have felt the buttery soft comfort of Me Undies. And now I want to replace the whole drawer with Me Undies because those are my now go-to. I'm currently wearing their long sleeve shirt and my which is not what this ad is about. But I am also wearing the super soft, sustainable modal fabric thong with no rollback waistband. You want that. You don't want it to be rolling. You don't want it to be showing. And I'm hooked. I don't want to wear anything else. It's all got to go now.
Well, this ad actually is kind of about that, Pace Case. Everybody knows MeUndies makes great underwear. It's in the name, MeUndies. But it's not just about underwear. You can explore the lounge collection featuring comfy joggers, hoodies, onesies, and a whole bunch more. And their Move Me activewear collection is the softest activewear on the market. There's no doubt about it. Right now, you can get 20% off your first order plus free shipping at MeUndies.com/roses. That's MeUndies.com/roses for 20% off plus free shipping. MeUndies, comfort from the outside in. Have you ever experienced a dry, itchy scalp or ever wondered why your color isn't lasting as long as your hairdresser promised? Well, unfiltered, mineral-filled water could be the reason why. Did you know hard water is a leading cause of damaged hair and dry, irritated skin? And that about 85% of the United States uses hard water filled with dissolved minerals and added chlorine. That's where Canopy's new filtered shower head comes in.
Known for their beauty hacks and reimagined humidifier, Canopy is dermatologist recommended. This unique three-stage filtration system greatly reduces contaminants and odors in your shower water. Best of all, the Canopy filtered shower head is hassle-free, installation's a breeze, and its unique quick-release filter replacement feature allows for seamless filter replacement. Go to canopy.co to save $25 on your Canopy filtered shower head purchase today with Canopy's hassle-free filter subscription. Even better, Gore listeners can use our code ROSES at checkout to save an additional 10% off your Canopy purchase. Hurry, your hair and skin will thank you.
Oh my gosh, that wasn't the last one. Now that I'm thinking about it, oh, you're right. They don't have anything. They're just like, here's another app so we can say that we're on every week, every
here's
day.
Some but farts. We know you missed them. Don't worry, they're farting.
Yeah, we got them for you. We got them on tape. So everybody then picks Leo and Cassie to go to the hideaway. And again, we get this after, you know, they have fun hideaway, good for them. But then we get this dumb challenge that I'm not even going to recap because, first of all, at least make the last challenge like fun. I didn't understand this.
I can't even remember what it was. Oh, it was the diner one?
Yeah, bad at job.
Confusing.
Again, Love Island producers, you've been killing it for the majority of the season, but I think Love Island in general, like, again, have some kind of stakes for these competitions. It makes no sense for them to try hard if there's nothing, you know, fun at the end.
Have some stakes. Have it, like, if they're not going to be, like, doing a striptease for us, then they should be doing like a honeymooners type game, like who knows their couple the best, like these are the top of the top,
get the questions in there compete. That'll stir up gossip, you know, like,
yeah,
game playing couples.
They slept with 300 people beforehand. How do you feel about that?
Exactly. And then Bergie getting all pumped because he's the general manager of a Dairy Queen. It's like, what do you think? You think you're actually going to be making?
Like, they did it for Bergie.
Yeah, that's actually a really good point that they probably did.
They put way too much emphasis on Bergie, I will say. Like,
yeah, I don't know. I would have loved to seen more Scott than more Bergie. So I didn't get it. But then we do get this. Okay, this is one of the reasons I voted for Hannah and Marco. But I do think this next scene where we see Marco going to the beach and we find out that he lost his mom a year and a half ago to liver failure. First of all, beautiful PTC, tier play. Hannah comes
standing
in.
Standing ovation.
Oh,
play
my gosh.
The game, Marco's beach PTC.
That was also my play of the game. My question is, though, if we would have seen something, I mean, okay, I got to give it to Bergie. We did see at the beginning, the very beginning, his PTC about his mom dying when he was like 4 or something. And so we did see that. But I'm curious if we would have seen a PTC about one person in each of the 4 final couples, would it given them all kind of an even playing field?
Yeah. I like, that's an example of me being like, oh, well, the show wants them to win.
Yeah.
They're like, we can't let Leo and Cassie win.
That is probably what it was. But I did like seeing this emotional side of Marco. And, you know.
Oh, my God. It was amazing. It seemed so 4TRR. And Hannah's reaction just being like, I mean, Hannah is
I love
such
her.
A good player. They seem like a very real couple. I'm shipping them. I'll be heartbroken if they break up. Like, I think Hannah carried Marco for most of the season,
except for
the scene. But it was so good.
And also, aesthetically, this scene, we see, like, the beautiful Fijian sunset. Like, wow. Mm-hmm. So, you know, I saw this, and of course, like, a great PTC was also my play of the game. But then we're about to get my error of the game because we go to Bergie and Taylor. And Bergie, they're just talking about their relationship, and he all of a sudden lets it slip that distance is actually an issue for him in a relationship. And Bergie putting up a distance wall to Taylor after saying in every single promo at the beginning of the season that he would move anywhere in the world for love.
Yeah.
Yeah. Since when is that's why I'm starting
to made up.
Yeah, it seemed made up, and it was like, I feel like Taylor S actually has like feelings for him. Do you?
I don't know.
I don't think they're like massive feelings. I just think maybe she kind of along the way actually.
I think that in some ways I could fall in love with anyone. I think she has feelings in that sense of like you spend time with anyone long enough.
Yes.
I think feelings will develop for the most part. I don't feel longevity for this couple, but I agree. You can't say I would move anywhere all season and then be like, oh, actually the distance. It just seemed like an obvious like reaction to his grandpa, which is like you're listening to your grandfather. That's
a red flag. And no shade to any grandpas out there.
Generation. No.
It's also just like it your grandpa shouldn't. I feel like grandpas and grandmas love them, but they should never have that much sway on any decision in your life, like where you're going to lunch.
No, not even your parents, which would be a little bit more understandable, but like
agreed. Again, like you said, anybody can fall in love in this environment. 100% agree with that. And it felt like in this moment, she is in this, you know, environment. And I feel like she actually does kind of like him. And then for him to bring this up all of a sudden, that was my error. It was just like, dude, you can't pick a lane. You can't say that at the beginning in every promo and then say it's a big issue.
I mean, it's like, in a way, maybe he was trying to just, like, create a mini obstacle for them to overcome. So when he finally asked her to be his girlfriend, it would mean something more. But, like, he did not pull it off. I mean, no. I don't think he's a very strong player. I feel like he had a strong third audience game and fourth. But
yeah.
Yeah. Like, I think there's a way you could have done that Bergie character better and, like, get people on your side more. But, I mean, it's like, he still did pretty well. He got third place, like.
I know. And he did get a lot of, I think he started at, like, 400-something followers. And if I look.
Yeah, who are the top people?
Top three are, and the number one, I have to say this before I even say it, is this person, 79% of his followers are fake. I looked it up because it was getting a little suspicious. But Marco has 352K. Okay, listen, he started off.
Wait.
Yeah.
Marco is the number one Instagram player? That's crazy. Wait, what did he start at?
He started with like 100K something. And.
Oh. That's shocking. Okay.
When you are buying followers, that's the thing that I do not get. Is like, if you want to do that, go for it. But you got to be realistic. You can't 352K when Hannah has like 58K. And also, Marco's
Hannah
TikTok.
Has 58?
Let me look at the exact one. I want to make sure I'm not.
I can't believe Hannah has less than him. He rode her coattails.
Ugh, oh, no. She has
86.4K.
Sorry.
She deserves more.
She does. Marco, Mattia, Scott, and then the fourth one would be Robert. The
Mattia?
I know.
Who's Robert?
The snake wrangler.
Oh, yeah. See, I mean, that was an example of he should have targeted someone other than Carmen.
I know. And he was like...
That was tough.
The scene in Casa Amor where he's like, I need to... What was it? He said, I've been dying to get you in a creek or something like that. Like, basically, he wanted to adventure.
Not knowing his audience. I'm sorry.
At all.
She was like, I'm an indoors princess.
Yes.
And he's like, you need to be in a creek.
And just the way he's like, I'm dying to get you in a creek. It just didn't sound that fun. And it sounded a little ominous, too. Dying to get you in a creek.
Yeah, seems like you're gonna get murdered.
Yeah, pretty much, yeah. But DLH enters the villa, huh. Dark Lord Highland. Can you believe we have another DLH?
Wow.
I know.
I never thought of that. DLH 2.0.
She ain't ever gonna be an Adams. Let's be real.
No. Mm-mm. Why would you?
You know, I have now, I'll let the grafters in on a little secret. So when I pretty much find all my digging deeper clips for Lizzie and Chad. If there's kind of like more space and I need to find a few extra clips, I will just go to Spotify or Apple and I will just put in Wells Adams to see if there are any random podcasts that he's been on because of how Chad reacts to Wells Adams clips. It is so funny to me. I never see him angry ever. And I see him get a little bit peeved when Wells comes on. So now I'm just like desperately looking for any Wells clips that I can find because he says some pretty crazy stuff.
Chad is so fun to annoy.
That
is like one of my true pleasures.
In butterflies. Life. I don't
know if that comes through on the podcast, but
oh,
the
no.
Empathetic King with DLP, I don't even know if I would be doing that at all.
No.
If it didn't annoy Chad so much.
I like it is so much fun, especially when he thinks we're being like serious and he's like, I don't have a butterfly tattoo. It's like, yes, you do, yeah. Dude.
It's because sometimes he doesn't know that we're joking and like, and yeah, it's fun.
It's so much fun.
It's hard to do. I think that's part of it. It's like, it is hard to find those things.
100%.
It's a challenge in itself. I can say this buried deep in grafting.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Hi, I'm Megan Rinks.
And I'm Melissa D. Montz.
And like every other person with access to a microphone, we started a podcast.
On Mondays, we release Don't Blame Me, which is an advice podcast where listeners call in and we share our thoughts on situations such as what to do if you're going to your boyfriend's family function and you haven't told him that you previously slept with both his twin brothers.
Then on Thursdays, we release our podcast, But Am I Wrong?, where we ethically gossip about pop culture, politics, our lives, and your lives. Listeners write in and we tell them if they're wrong or right in a situation. Are you the hero or the villain?
On Tuesdays and Fridays, we throw in a little something extra as well.
A little something, something. We strive to create a community grounded in activism, mental health, and inclusivity. Think of us as like your blunt, honest friends who give you advice that you need to hear, not what you want to hear. But we're also always rooting for your success. What we lack in credentials, we make up for in...
opinions.
We do that in every episode, too.
We're professional unprofessional, so if you're looking for a new slate of podcasts to add to your routine, we're here for you.
Acast recommends.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
Sometimes cats. Catherine and I will talk about Chad on HBO Lax, and I'll be like, yeah.
DLH enters the villa. I still can't believe I get to say that again. And she's like, America's been voting for the favorite couple, and the two couples with the least votes will be sent home.
She's good. She's done a lot better since the first scene.
Skit.
That I hated.
No, I got to tell everybody, I did vote for Scott and Johnny because I just wanted more Scott. I didn't care. I just wanted more Scott, you know?
Yeah.
But unfortunately, Scott and Johnny and Destiny and Kyle are sent home. Now we're going to the finale. And these are when we have all the final dates. I thought they did a good job of the final dates. Cassie and Leo have the first final date. They go on a helicopter ride to a private island that they named Kaleo Island.
The most amazing date ever.
It was gorgeous. Like, I loved it.
If I got one of those ones after that's like, oh, I'm just like on a couch on the beach,
I'd be so mad.
Like, you know, like there's always like one boat and maybe one helicopter. And like, those are like the pristine dates. And I feel like they'll give that to like the two strongest couples. But you gotta feel like shit when you get these. You're like, oh, okay, I guess we got a choir.
Well, I guess. Oh, no, we'll get to not just the choir, but the random Fijian man who did the private acoustic performance for Hannah and Marco. Again, random. Just him. Nobody else, except for Hannah and Marco, obviously, but like, huh?
I don't even remember this man. Not my bystander. My bystander was the choir.
The entire choir?
Yeah, it was so awkward. They just have to, like, pretend, like, oh, yeah, I don't wish I was on a private island. She even said, I hope I get a boat date. Because, like, the date is, yeah. She said, I hope we get a boat at some point. Like, she was a strong player. We had such a good cast this season. Oh my God, so many strong players.
They really did. And I just got to say, I don't like, there is Carmen hate because of the Bergie situation. All of his fans have just been like, Carmen's fake. I know, it's ridiculous. I've seen nothing but like badass, fun, perfect reality TV vibes from Carmen. I think she knew what she was doing and she's good.
Professional player.
For sure. I think some people just get mad when it is a professional player because they still don't understand how reality TV works. And so that's what I attribute the random anger to.
They're mad that she's so hot.
And they have some drinks on the beach in a huge heart formation of flowers. And this was almost my play of the game. And I wouldn't have liked to give it to him. And so I didn't. But Kenzo LL4ing Carmen here was a very good play, especially in the heart formation on the beach.
Yeah, it's like if you're gonna do your ass to be a girlfriend, your love level 4, and you do it on these, it's like, yeah, okay. I don't know. Give me something extra. Give me the like Marco tier situation.
Yeah, no, I just had to put in here. Could have been play of the game, but Marco was better, more alpha.
Oh, just saying. Shit. Hello, Andrew Tate.
Andrew Tate has entered the... I don't even know what his accent is.
Andrew Tate has entered the chat. I am. Honestly, I don't even know who that is. I just know what it represents.
No, that is... Lizzie, you nailed it. If I don't make this a British person? It's... He has like a British accent, but I want you to believe now that he has the, what is it, Cockney accent? That is, what you just did was a literal cut and copy of Andrew Tate.
The Cockney accent from I My am Fair Andrew Lady. Tate.
I'm just a poor flower shop girl, I am. I'm Andrew Tate.
I don't like women. I'm representing
all the incels and letting them hate on all the women's, I am.
By the way, I have to go to the Minnesota State Fair in 5 minutes, so...
Oh, okay, 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 okay.
Wrap
so,
this up, baby.
We pretty much covered everything. Again, we'll just go to the very end. Fourth place, Carmen and Kenzo. Third place, Bergie and Taylor. Second place, Cassie and Leo. And the winners of Love Island Season 5 USA are Hannah and Marco. And I did write, when is someone going to win and take all the money and not share it?
I mean, they either have to delete this element of it or have someone yeah. take the money at this point, because it's like the finales, I'm fast forwarding, baby. Thank you to all of the Love Island producers for getting rid of the fake baby thing. They used to do that every time. And
but they kept that. The baby bird challenge in this USA season, which pissed me off. They cut that from the UK
updates.
One.
Yeah.
Ew. I literally skipped the episode. I can't do it. I can't do it. I won't do it.
I get why they do it, the baby bird challenge, because it like makes them break the touch barrier and like makes them be super comfortable with each other physically. So you're more likely to maybe.
But do the card like, one. When they suck right. the card.
Right.
Suck yeah.
Yeah. Works just as easily.
Before we go, I do have some numbers for you, and also have fun at the Minnesota. I've heard things about the Minnesota State Fair that it's like amazing. So like
it's 2 weeks long.
What?
Yeah. I already have plans to go twice.
Oh, that's good. I'm excited to hear about that. Maybe you'll have a scream about it or something.
Oh, definitely.
Your top three Instagram gains in the past 24 hours are Marco, who gained 84K for a total of 352K. Again, I have to mention 79% of his followers are bots. But he did get a gain here. He's on the chart. Definitely. Hannah is in second. She gained an actual 12.7K for a total of 85.2K. Cassie is in third, gaining 11K for a total of 73.1K. And then I added in the fourth just because Marcos were fake. Carmen gained 10.8K for a total of 70K.
These are not as high as the Love Island UK.
Absolutely not. But again, these are 24-hour gains. I do that for both. Mm-hmm. So they're still better than, you know, sometimes with Bachelor.
Yeah.
Top three Instagram, Marco with 352K, Mattia with 316K, and Scott with 300K. And then your top three TikTok is Snake Wrangler Robert with 806.4K.
Whoa.
Rancher Jonah has 284K, and then DLH Hater Mike has 260.4K.
Oh, God, Mike. Mike's game just spiraled. I thought he was such a good player at first, and I was just like, whoop. You're going after Highland? Huh?
And also, like, do you not know what a host does? Like, they ask questions. It's not disrespectful or... Yeah, he tried to give an explanation on the After the Island podcast, and I was just like, you're still not making sense, buddy. Just take the L. Thank you for coming on, Lizzie. It was a joy, and I can't wait to cover Love Island games and possibly Love Island Australia with you as well.
Yeah, unfortunately, I will be watching all of it. Mm-hmm. I love that it's my homework now, I'm not gonna lie. I would say for this series of episodes, Marco was my MVP. However, my MVP of the season.
Oh yeah, tell me.
I'm gonna go Cassie. I thought she was just like born for reality TV. She plays off this like reaction to all of Leo's stuff and like is able to navigate it in a way where she has her heartbreak moment, but then like we kind of get back on board when it seems like they're like 4TRR end goals, kind of end game kind of thing. And I just loved watching her play. I think she was giving it all her all in all the ITMs, and I think her second audience game was better than Carmen's. I mean, Hannah's up there too. God, so many good players. And like Destiny, such a strong floater.
Freaking love it. Missouri girls, Leo, forever.
Leo just really, I mean, Leo might also be an MVP because he's just gave so much to this game.
He really did. He was my MVP of these three episodes of because, again, yeah, like, I mean, he got second with everything that he did, and he's been so charismatic. We even saw in the heart rate challenge, I've never seen somebody get that many. He, like, won, like, four or five of the girls' heart rate.
When he rolled the baseball towards Hannah, I was, like, holding on to my seat. I was like, oh, my God.
Lizzie's heart rate was going up.
Yeah, I think he would have won mine. Absolutely, with his performance. And I wasn't even physically there.
I loved how Hannah and ITM was like, you know, that boy practiced that in his bedroom or like for years or something like that.
Yeah, I was like, he absolutely won the heart rate challenge. What a season.
It was really good.
Thank you for having me on Grafting to discuss it.
Of course. Thank you for watching. Thank you for being my person to go to for all of this. I have no one else. And I'm so glad it's you. This has been Grafting with Grace Ann.